Yeah, host Keith the Madman, coming straight to you with movies, cigars, and a brew. Discussing movies while kicking back, whether they are good or they're bad. With the hottest movies and non-released, I am talking about details and what I see. So tune into the podcast while I vent with reviews, news, and nonsense, yeah.
And now, recorded live from the capital of the first state of these great United States, Keith.
The first movie of 2016 actually was the biggest one from 2015. That, of course, being Star Wars The Force Awakens. This is directed by J.J. Abrams, starring Daisy Ridley, John Boyega, Oscar Isaac, Adam Driver, and, of course, Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, and Mark Hamill. I, like many people of my age, that being, I'd say, the early 40s, let's say, remember Star Wars, you know, as little kids. I remember my first experience in the theater was watching Return of the Jedi. Never, believe it or not, I did not see the original Star Wars. And it wasn't like we could have just gone out and seen it on TV right afterwards, because you didn't get to see movies right away. It took years for it to come out. So imagine this. I see Luke Skywalker cut off Darth Vader's hand, and I actually thought that the reason why his hand looked like Darth Vader's did was because he cut it off. You know, when the Emperor was saying, you know, you're going to turn into him, I literally thought as he cut pieces away, he was going to turn into Darth Vader. I believed in that much magic at that point in my life. What do you want me to say? I was only 10. So, you know, it took a few years later that I went back and I saw, you know, A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back. It was a couple years before I understood the nuance and had to reevaluate what I really thought. I was really excited to see the sequels come out too, but the sequels were grossly underwhelming. Essentially, it was a heartless sort of depiction that was very CGI based, and I think Lucas loved doing whatever was new, and that was what he did with the prequels, and he never really cared about story or writing, as many of the actors that were involved with Star Wars will say. You know, he was really not very helpful or not a very good director from that sense. He really was all about the ability to, you know, create these, you know, the effects. And originally it was through puppets and later through CGI, like many people, that one, the prequels fell flat. Now he sold it to Disney for $4 billion, and we get to see what really happened afterwards. And for a lot of people, I think there's this feeling of of it being very nostalgic, because, you know, if we know anything about J.J. Abrams and his Star Trek rendition, he spent a good deal of time, catering to the past, and he did so very much in this, and he did in tone and in the way it looked, the way it felt, was very reminiscent of the original story. Even elements of the story obviously have an echo from the past. A lot of people don't like that. Obviously, you know, even Lucas doesn't, because there's a certain sense from the way I feel, this was better written. This was a story where the dialogue, the characters, were better. Daisy Ridley was a better Luke Skywalker than Luke Skywalker was in the very first movie. So, that's just my opinion. But, you know, setting all that aside, this story surrounds, you know, Daisy Ridley as Rey, who's the center of the Jedi Force. She's untrained, and she's basically going to face off against Kylo Ren of the New Order, and you'll find out who he is, and She has a turncoat friend, Finn, a turncoat stormtrooper that, you know, is also a very key part of the story. I really think this is a really difficult story to make. Everybody has an opinion about what they think this movie should be. It's impossible to make everybody happy. You know, Abrams approached it from the point of echoing the original. I personally think it needed to feel like the original. It needed to look like the original. There's plenty of time in this $4 billion franchise to branch out and explore all of these distant avenues that in the past and future of Star Wars. But this one, they need to cleanse the palate from that overproduced prequels and give us a modern reproduction of what we really loved about Star Wars. You know, this is kind of like a bridge to the past and also echoing us into the future. I don't want to give away a lot of story because a lot of the story, you know, really centers around a couple of key elements in it. You're going to see some of your old pals in it. You're going to see Han Solo. You're going to see Chewie. You're going to see Princess Leia, who is no longer a princess. She's a general now. And you're going to get to see them. And frankly, their time on the screen, you really feel their age. I mean, you know, it was a long time ago in a galaxy far away that they were originally in this. And they didn't, with the exception of Han Solo, did not have very large parts in this new movie. And frankly, they were outshone by almost in every element by the new characters. And what made the original Star Wars so great was Darth Vader, obviously. He is an unequaled evil persona that is almost impossible to think of anybody coming close to being as evil or as having as big a screen presence ever. And that's frankly what made the entire series was him. But we have in Kylo Ren the beginnings of what is evil, and the way that he embraces it or, you know, evidences it felt more real and more engaging than the turn that you saw for Anakin Skywalker in the prequels. You could tell that this was a somewhat angst-ridden youth with power, but not enough power to bring about what he wants, and a lot of old scars that he, you know, was really harboring and carrying forward. In that, you'll see some great things in this, or some surprising things in this particular movie. So, I think it's a great start. I can't wait to see what they do in the second one, because if they echo the second one, everybody thinks Empire Strikes Back was the greatest, of the entire series. And really, why was it so great? Because the dark side kind of dominated. Dark side kind of won in Empire Strikes Back. There was a note there that they set up that final movie, but it was the best movie. So if anything can be said, that's what they need to do in the second movie. And if they echo the originals, we're in for a fantastic movie number two. I have no idea where they're going to take it, especially where they left it. There's a tremendous amount of unanswered questions at the end of this movie. I say this is definitely a go-seer. You must have probably already saw it if you're listening to this. I can't imagine you haven't. It's made $1.5 billion. It's made more money in the U.S. than any other movie, and rightly so. I think it's probably the biggest movie that's ever been made. And it's so funny because I don't really think I don't know what about it creates that. I guess frankly it had to be Darth Vader. Honestly, that's what brought everybody here, and that's what people keep waiting to see, is that type of thing. We'll see if they can develop another character that has as much on-screen presence. Anyway, there's a ton of movies. It's starting to be Oscar season here in the beginning of 2016. So there's going to be a whole bunch of movies I got to get to. I've seen a lot of great ones, and I want to do a wrap up on everything that I saw for 2016, hopefully before the Oscars come out. So stay tuned.
You have been listening to the Movies, Cigars, and a Brew podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spreaker, and Stitcher. Find reviews of other movies, cigars, and beers at MoviesCigarsAndABrew.com. Give a like on Facebook or follow Keith on Twitter at Movie Cigar Beer. Your trailer is coming up next.